Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, and may the force be with you. 34 after the hour, thanks for staying with me. Very excited about our good buddy John Horvath back on the show. John Horvath is a longtime 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a scholar, a researcher, an educator, an international speaker, and the author of Return to Order. And he's a member of the Philadelphia Society, the National Association of Scholars, and the Society of Christian Economists. How about that? You've heard of liberal economists and conservative economists, and now we've got these Christian economists. That sounds like a subversive group, doesn't it? John Horvath, a second. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back on.
You subversive Christians. What are we going to do with you guys?
Well, I think we just keep going. We have to go. We've got a mandate.
So what is a Christian economist? What is the difference?
Well, I mean, economists these days have become just number crunchers and formulas and Keynes and all these other strange things.
But with ideology blended in. Not just numbers, ideology times numbers.
Right, right. And, well, economy began. Adam Smith was not an economist.
No.
He was a moral philosopher. And so economy has always had morals involved with it, and that's what we need. That's what we need to get back to. A Christian economist says, you know, moral values are very, very important in running an economy.
So there's a project you're working on right now. I wanted you to tell the audience about.
Oh, I was just telling you about. Well, you know, we do a lot of protests against things, and that's physical protest out on.
I told you he was subversive, folks. Go ahead.
And email protests. Well, we're doing one against a satanic monument that's being put up in a little town called Belle Plaine in Minnesota. At a veterans park, you know,
a satanic monument in a veterans park.
In a veterans park, yeah, there was a Christian monument there with a cross. These Satanists who live in Massachusetts says no, that's wrong. We want it down. They said no, we won't. And they said, well, they took them to court, and now they say, well, you can have the Christian one if you have the satanic one next to it.
Huh.
So we're protesting. We're saying this is crazy. This
well, well wait a minute now. This is America. We got free speech.
Yeah, that's true. We do.
Well, I'm gonna be struck by lightning in a minute, decades of Christian education is gonna be all for naught here in a minute. But I gotta take up for the rights, the constitutional rights of those folks.
Right, but I mean, protest is free speech too, and so
you can do that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they have the right to do that?
I'm not saying they don't have the right. I'm just saying that the people of the community have the right to have a say in what they put in their parks. It's like, you know, pornography is legal, but you don't want it right next to your house.
So your point is, if the people who want to put up the Satan statue are not residents, they're outside instigators like you, then they shouldn't be allowed to influence the local community.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
I agree with that. I think the community ought to be able to decide what they want.
Right, yeah.
And no judge somewhere else should be able to tell them that they can't.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these people have an agenda. They're not doing it because
they
want something.
Right.
You know, this is a complete agenda. They want to eradicate Christian symbols from public places. If they can't do that, they want to put one of their own right next to it just to negate it.
Right. Well, and this has been going on. You know, the atheist movement has been going on for 60 years now, pretty heavy. Madeline Murray O'Hare, I remember when she first came on the scene.
Yeah.
And all the mayhem that she created. You know, I've got atheists who are friends. Mm. And some of them are just atheists. They're just non-believers. Mm. And they mind their own business. Mm. But I also have atheist friends who are advocates. And I'm still friends with them, even though they deride me for being a Christian.
Yeah. Well.
And so I tell them, I say, you know, why don't you just be an atheist and leave me alone?
No, No, it's true. I mean, they have a. I think it's largely just a guilt thing. You know, they don't want to recognize an authority above their own, and you know, a moral law that is based on.
Of course,
we are.
Of course, their attitude is, well, why would you be? I mean, I've never been an evangelist, but there are, you know, there are plenty of Christians who are. I guess their argument would be, well, why don't you leave me alone? Your guy knocked on the door the other day and tried to save me.
Well, I mean, you know, that's free speech too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's free speech.
So this is the weird kind of thing we have here in America. This is what liberty looks like, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's an abuse of liberty sometimes, you know, because it can be abused.
Yeah, and, sometimes. You know, I think the abuse is what's happening to that community.
Yeah,
not the statue itself, not the balancing of the equities between the two statues, but what does that community want? I think that's what's important.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Hold on. I need your website quickly, John.
ReturnToOrder.org.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.